الله الرحمن الرحيم. دا شعر فلاو الشيخ ابو الرومي بط تبرير دوران دا شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکزہ حضرت کا کلام یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ دا مارننگ آف مدینہ شریف ایوننگ آف مدینہ شریف یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ بھلا جان کیا جامو مینائے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ بھلا جان کیا جامو مینائے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر ہے تیرا میں مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطان نیت ہے ہوگی نگاہوں میں سلطان نیت ہے ہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک ہو تجھ کو قیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ غلام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک ہو تجھ کو قیام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول کریم اما بعد. This is the اشعار of our استاد and شیخ مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ discussing the love of مدینہ شریف مدینہ منورہ. And this poem was written when Hazrat was returning from Madina Munawwara, going back home, leaving Madina Munawwara. And in the love of every single ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should have extreme love for the city of Madina Munawwara. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that the ulama of Dioband had five special characteristics, and every Diobandi person who is affiliated with Dioband should try to have these five qualities within their lives. He says the first quality is that they have got extreme love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you know what's a Diobandi, people say, what's a Diobandi? So the first quality is they've got extreme love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number two is that the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are very, very firm in it. And they abstain from all bid'at, innovations, all new things in deen. They are very, very hard against it. They dislike it. And they remain on the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Superstitions and all of these things, they stay very, very far away from. Number three, he says they have got intense love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More intense than every single thing, every other single person in the world, they try to bring within themselves the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fourth thing is that the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they try to bring it into their lives. Instead, bring the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A lot of importance, ihtimam is given to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the final thing he says that the object of life is to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the world. They make effort in their lives to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this for me also is to create within us the love of Madina Munawwara. And when the love of Madina Munawwara, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come within ourselves. Allah give us the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when is Qiyamah? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam diverted his attention. They don't ask these questions, it's not really beneficial. What's more important is, what have you prepared for Qiyamah? So he said, O Nabi of Allah, I do not have so much of good amal, actions, not a lot of extra nafal salat, nafal sadaqah, nafal fasting, but I do have the love of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-maru ma'aman ahabba. That the man will be with whomsoever he loves on the day of Qiyamah. So may Allah give us the true love of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith it comes that a person who has got three qualities, he will find by himself the halawat of iman, the sweet taste of iman. The first quality which he has got is a person loves Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ahabba ilayhi mimma siwahuma. They are more beloved to him than everything else besides Allah and his Rasul, than everything else. The love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dominant. And number two, that a person loves a person only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Mullah Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say that this is very, very easily found in the love which a murid has got for his sheikh. That he loves his sheikh only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if that love is there, you love one person especially for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, then this also inshallah will be a means of a person getting the halawat of iman. And the third thing is that Allah ta'ala gives him such iman, the sense that he dislikes going back into kufr, in disbelief, and in gunas and sins also. Just like how a person dislikes to be thrown in the fire. No person likes to be thrown in the fire. Similarly, a person will hate to go towards kufr, the actions of kufr, the system of kufr, of disbelief. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these qualities. That person will find the halawat of iman, the sweet taste of iman. Some ulama say the sweet taste of iman means his iman will be on a very, very high level. But the Sufiya has mentioned that this actually is a mahsus thing. It is something which we will actually feel in our heart. That halawat and the sweet taste of iman. May Allah ta'ala make us amongst those people. So Hazrat Yahu was a great lover of Medina Munawwara. Things he says now, Ya Subhai Medina, Ya Shami Medina, Mubarak Tujay, Ya Qiyama Medina. The mornings of Medina Munawwara, the evenings of Medina Munawwara. How beautiful and how wonderful it is. And how Mubarak is just staying here in Medina Munawwara. Just for a person one day to remain in Medina Munawwara. The same place where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked. A great, great Sahaba radiallahu anhu walked. And our napak and our filthy, dirty footsteps are in the place of Medina Munawwara. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to over and over to visit these Mubarak and these blessed places, even though we are not worthy of it. Bala jaane kya jaam o meena ya alam, tera kaif e khush haram e Medina. That what do the people know, what enjoyment there is, or the inhabitants of Medina Munawwara, what ecstasy a person goes to when a person stays in Medina Munawwara. And that the feeling he gets, this obviously and automatically will come. When a person has got intense love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will get the true enjoyment. Otherwise, a person will go there, and the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hasn't been created in his heart. Then he will go to Medina Munawwara, and unfortunately, he will not spend his time correctly. He will waste his time there. And a person who has got the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he goes there, what enjoyment a person gets, what ecstasy. I'm standing in front of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm giving salat and salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us the tawfiq and ability to go over and over and to get that actual feeling that we are when we stand there and that love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to our heart. Hazrat Sayyidina Medina ki galiyo mein har ek kadam par wa madde nazar ikhtiram Medina. In the alleys of Medina Munawwara, at every footstep, a person must have in his heart the ikhtiram. He must keep in front of him the honor of Medina Munawwara. We are not in any place now. You are in Medina Munawwara. Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, in his Dars of Bukhari, he mentioned this waqiyah, which we heard from our Hazrat also, that one person was living in Medina Munawwara, and he complained of the day of Medina Munawwara, that the day of Medina Munawwara is very, very bitter. So that it's a very, very sour, the day of Medina Munawwara. Sour. The sour milk. The sour milk is not very, very nice. So that night, he had a dream of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was told that if you don't like this in Medina Munawwara, then go back home. Go to your country where you can get it, you can enjoy yourself there. But you don't stay in Medina Munawwara. So because of disrespect, pay adabi to Medina Munawwara. And on the other hand, a person who has got that honor and respect of Medina Munawwara, as in Mawlana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, on the way to Medina Munawwara, that he has so much of respect. He said that how can my napak feet touch the same Mubarak place where the feet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. So from a distance, as soon as he could see the green dome of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he removed his shoes, put it under his armpit, and he started walking. The Khadim said, our Shaykh is doing that, so we also will do the same thing. So he also took out his shoes, and he's walking. He said, now I'm walking, and there are thorns, there are stones, and my feet started bleeding. While I'm walking, I started bleeding, so immediately I put on my shoes. It was very, very difficult. But Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayhi was such an ashik, such a lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, this doesn't mind. And he continued singing salawat and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this way he went forward. So what was the love which they had in their hearts for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the honor and respect for Medina Munawwara. Same with our Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. And Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi would not even pass water in the vicinity of Medina Munawwara. But whenever he had to go to pass to relieve himself, he would leave the vicinity of Medina Munawwara and go out. It mustn't happen that where I go, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak feet have touched that place, and now I am passing my urine or stool there. Obviously, this is a very, very high level. And in those zamanas also, Medina Munawwara was much smaller. It's where the Masjid al-Nabawi is now. There was the whole of Medina Munawwara in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Medina Munawwara is very, very small. Today it has become very, very big. But anyhow, the respect which he had for Medina Munawwara, and Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, the love he had for Medina Munawwara, that he was even frightened to go for Hajj, for Nafal Hajj. What happens, they pass away out of Medina Munawwara. So he was very, very particular that I must try as far as possible and stay here in Medina Munawwara. As Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi also is mentioned about him. So once he saw Malakul Maut, he saw the angel of death. And the angel of death told him, so as Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi said, take me now, I'm prepared to go. So the angel of death said, no, your Maut is written in Medina Munawwara. He passed away in Medina Munawwara. So the Shaykh Rahmatullah for the rest of his life, he never worried really about his health, taking medication when he was sick. Wherever he used to go, people say, take this medication. Say, no, inshallah, nothing will happen to me. I've been told already, my death will be in Madinah Munawwara. So that love which they had in their heart for Madinah Munawwara, Allah Ta'ala give us. And to have that ihtiram and the respect of Madinah Munawwara. Not just the person goes there, but to have this created within our hearts from now. Then when we go there, then a person will have that honor and respect. Hazrat Murad Rashid Ahmad Gangwai Rahmatullah Ali mentioned about him also, that the kajuls of Madinah Munawwara, once it came to him, there was a few kajuls he had. But Murad Rashid Ahmad Gangwai Rahmatullah Ali told Tati, one of his khadims, cut the kajuls of Madinah Munawwara in small pieces and give it to all my family members. Khadim said, Hazrat, such a small piece they'll get out of this. It's not really a big thing, a small piece you'll get. So Hazrat Gangwai Rahmatullah Ali got very, very upset. That don't you know this is the kajur of Madinah Munawwara? Even a small piece is such a great thing. What a great honor it is to get the kajur of Madinah Munawwara. And he said about Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangwai Rahmatullah Ali, that the kajur which should come from Madinah Munawwara, the seeds in there. Hazrat Gangwai Rahmatullah Ali would encourage others also, don't throw it away. And himself he would keep it. And then he would tell his khadims and those who are connected to him, you must rather crush the seeds of the kajur. And then you must utilize it somewhere else, either in your food or whatever like there. Somewhere a person must use it, because this has come from Madinah Munawwara. Once somebody gave Hazrat Gangwai Rahmatullah Ali a photo of sand. So Hazrat Gangwai Rahmatullah Ali took the sand and he put it in the surma, the place where you put your surma. And normally if you put in your eyes is something, it can be dangerous, some sand goes in there. But he said, this is the sand of Madinah Munawwara. What harm can come to me? This was the level of his iman, obviously. And then he used to put the surma every night on his eyes. And this was from the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Similarly, he also had one piece of cloth from the roza. Somebody had cut for him one piece which was connected to there. So the Gangwai Rahmatullah Ali used to give a lot of honor for it. And whenever mehman used to come, then to show them this piece I've got from Madinah Munawwara. So he used to take it out with the greatest amount of honor, put it onto his eyes. And then whoever had come to visit him, he would take it and put it on their head. So this is the actual honor for that which is connected to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah give us a glimpse, a small piece of that love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and honor. Madina, 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 Bara Lutf Deta Hai Name Madina. Just the name of Madina Munawwara, what enjoyment it gives to a person. Just saying the name of Madina, Madina. When a person has got love for anything, whatever is connected to that thing also becomes beloved to that person. It's famous about Layla and Majnun. That even the alleys of wherever Majnun used to Layla used to walk past, Majnun became in love with that also. Similarly, whatever is connected to our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we must get that connection with. We mentioned this yesterday also, that one person I met in Stanger, so he asked me that how many grandchildren did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have? So I never know the answer. Normally we know the wives, there are 11 wives. But he asked me how many grandchildren did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have? So he said, he's not the alim also. So then I said, I counted a few also, but I wasn't sure 100%. Then I went to Fazail Amal, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali got it there, so I checked it up there. Inshallah, all of us give us some homework, inshallah. We can go and check it up also. It shows how weak our connection is with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's such a simple thing, like we know our grandchildren, this person's grandchildren, but our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how many grandchildren he had? What were their names? The wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we might know the names maybe. But the order, that she was the first wife, second wife, third wife, fourth wife, when he got married to them, you see, to work out the order is very hard. But you ask a person, like cricket team, 11 players, who's the first batsman, second batsman, third batsman, they'll give you the whole order. Soccer team, number 1, 2, 3, 4, they'll give you all the numbers. You know it properly. But when it comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why is our love so small? Allah Ta'ala give myself firstly the realization and to give us the true love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nigaahon mein sultaniyat hech hogi, jo paayega dil mein payame Madina. A person's gaze, all sultaniyat, all kings, it falls from a person's eyes. That person who has got the payram and the message of Madina Munawwara. What is the payram and the message of Madinah Munawwara? That deen is the asal in our life. Akhirat, you have to prepare for akhirat. The life of the year after is the main thing. This life is very, very short. And everything of this world is of no real value. But the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the utmost. It's the most important thing. And we have to strive in our lives to get the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person has got everything of this dunya, but he hasn't got akhirat, the person is a complete failure. On the other hand, a person has got nothing of this dunya, but he's got akhirat, he's got deen in his life, he's got every single thing. So when a person gets this in his heart, the peygam of Madinah Munawwara, the message of Madinah Munawwara, it comes in a person's heart, then all the things of this world will fall from his eyes. All the big kings and kingdoms and all the things of this world, it will be like nothing at all in that person's eyes. May Allah give us the reality of this. So these small things of the dunya, we become so affected by it. But those Allah wala, friends of Allah Ta'ala, who got reality in front of them, all the things of this world is nothing at all for them. Sukoon e jaha tum kaha dhoonte ho, sukoon e jaha hai nizam e Medina. Where are you seeking the peace and tranquility of this world? Peace and tranquility of this world is found in the system of Medina Munawwara. In the system of Medina Munawwara, you will find that peace of mind and contentment. And the whole world today is looking for it. And last night it was mentioned by Mawlana Abdul Rahman Sahab, that if, as Hazrat mentions in another poem, that if sukoon azil and a peace of mind was found in the ground, then the kuffar would have been the first one, they would have gone and dug into the ground and taken out the sukoon azil, and they would have sold it also and charged us high prices. But the sukoon azil huwa alladhi anzala as-sakina, Allah is the one who sends it down fi qulubil mu'minin, in the hearts of the believers. If you are looking for it, it's in the nizam of Medina, in the system of Medina Munawwara. There was one person in America, he couldn't sleep about 2-3 months, taking tablets, just couldn't sleep at all, he was suffering. So in the area, one Tabligh Jamaat went past there, and Tabligh Jamaat, they were walking past in a park. So one Satis, I'm very very tired, he said, no problem, you can sleep on this bench. So he slept on the bench. The other Satis carried on the Nekash, and they said, we'll come back, we'll pick you up. So this person from America, he was sitting in a flat, 15th floor, 20th floor. So he saw this person sleeping. He came down. He said, you know what, the sleep which you have got, I've been taking so much of tablets but I can't sleep for the past couple of months. Can you show me how to get sleep? I want the sleep. I'll pay any amount for it. He said, okay, no problem. The Jamaat is coming back now. We'll go with you. Come with us to the masjid. So they took him to the masjid. He wasn't a Muslim person. He came in the masjid. Amir Sahib said, made mashura. I said, let him sit in the talim. So they sat in the talim. So much of sukoon, he fell asleep there. The Amir Sahib put him down. He slept for a few hours. He woke up. And he accepted Islam because of this. Yeah. So much of sukoon there is in deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us the reality of this. But the more we will follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more the sukoon will come into our hearts and we will find the peace of mind. Remember, outward things will not make a person successful. Money, woman, shops, businesses, these are outward things. They will never give a person true enjoyment. And Allah has promised, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers are definitely successful. The ulama say in the dunya also and akhirat. But in the dunya, it doesn't mean outward things. Allah will give a person the happiness of the heart. This is why Hazrat Mullah Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, that you will not find one wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one friend of Allah ta'ala, no matter what halak he went through, he ever committed suicide. Because Allah ta'ala keeps the heart happy of this person. So may Allah make us among those people. Ho azad akhtar ghame do jahan se. Hazrat says that a person is free from the sorrows of both the worlds. Jo ho jaye dil se ghulame Medina, who in his heart he becomes a true slave of Medina Munawwara, a true slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala make us the true slaves. And how will it come? When a person will start following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to whatever level, in every aspect of our life, generally we take our sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the outward, I'm wearing a kurta, I got a beard, so I'm following the sunnah. No, the sunnah is a whole lifestyle. Our aqaid, our beliefs, our ibadat, our mu'amalat, our business transactions, our mu'ashirat, how we deal with other people, our families, etc., how we deal with our wives, our neighbors, other people, our akhlaq and character, we've got pride, arrogance and all of these qualities. The whole of deen has to come into our lives. Then we are actually a true ghulam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah alladhi hada wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidin rusul wa khatim al-anbiya وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين اجتبى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله. صدق الله العظيم.
وجاء في سنن الترمذي عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحيا سنة بعد أن مات فقد أحبني ومن أحبني فكان معي في الجنة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. محترم علماء أو respected شيخ is present as well. Upon the instruction of Shaykh to mention a few nasiha to understand and benefit from something, we need to understand the reality of that thing. In the zamana, in the age we are living, one of the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has left for us, and it is a ni'matul ubma al kubara, it is the barakah and the blessing of the mashayikh that they are present, that we may link ourselves to them, we may attend their majalis. To take maximum benefit, I'm going to mention a few qisas. Firstly, to display the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Sahaba had, and how can we cultivate this? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in Quran al-Kareem has given the remedy. Khubayb radiallahu anhu was captured once. Ibn Hajar makes mention of this incident, and when he was captured, they took him and they put him on a cross. And the whole of Makkah, the Quraysh got together to torture him and kill him. So Sufyan, that time, was not radiallahu anhu, Abu Sufyan, he went and he whispered in his ear. He said, if you just say one small sentence, yes to me one time, I promise you I will relieve all this torture and I will save you from death. He said, أَتُحِبُّ أَن تَكُونَ مُعَافٍ فِي بَيْتِكَ وَرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي مَقَامٍ. Would you love to be in your house protected, مُعَافٍ, in Arabic comes with عَفِيَّ, in comfort and ease, protected, and that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was in your place, because you are simply going through this difficulty on your Islam and your bay'ah to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Khubayb radiallahu anhu then made a statement that displayed such a great amount of love. Ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi says that this statement is something that should guide us in our life. He said, as a reply, he said, I would love to give my life even if it meant protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be pricked from a thorn. Forget give my life for such a major issue of a battle, if just there was a thorn that was going to prick Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to prevent him from that small discomfort, I am ready to lay my life. Abu Sufyan made a statement. He said, I have never seen people love anyone how the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved. They taught us true love. And this is ultimately what we are here to learn from the Akabirin. To fall in complete ishq, that Hakim Aqtasab rahmatullah alayhi should say, ashiqana, that immense love, drowning love with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which links us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second incident, before we mention the solution from our kabirin, is the incident, some say it's Khawla bint Thalaba, some say it's another sahabiyya, on the return of the battle of Uhud. Sahabiyat had heard that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was possibly passed away, assassinated. In the battle there was a little confusion. And the Mubarak tuf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made shaheed in this battle. So she's standing on the outskirts of Medina and she sees her cousin. And the cousin comes close and greets her and tells her, listen here, I have some sad news for you. In Tariq al-Tabari, this narration is there, and in Bidayat al-Nihaya, this incident is there. So she asked the cousin, what is this? She says, your brother has been given martyrdom in this battle. She says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From Allah do we come, to Allah do we return. Ma fa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He tells his cousin, He's huwa bi khair, he's in a good condition. But I have a little bit more sad news for you. You lost both your sons and your husband in this battle. She says, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Ma fa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From Allah did they come, to Allah did they return. What did happen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? At this point the cousin got perturbed. She says, "Do you want to see? Look, there is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking." And she waited. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked past, she made one statement. She said, "Ya Rasulullah, inna ba'daka kullu musiba julal. Ya Rasulullah, after you, and after our love for you, every single difficulty we will bear in our life, julal is julal. What is julal? Ibn Haytami rahmatullah alayhi writes in a commentary of this word julal. He says, like when you're in a rain, and the rain drops, and the spark, the splash of that rain, that's such an insignificant drop comes on your clothes, and so quickly you rub it off your clothes. She said, julal, every difficulty after you, O Rasulullah, is to that. Their love, the concern, they could console themselves from any harm, but a harm that came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do we get this? Such a great thing. We need to get the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to the obedience of Allah and His Nabi. How do we get it? Allah put the solution in the Quran. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. Allah, not me, not Mawlana, not we rahmatullah alayhi, the leader of our silsila, not Mawlana Haji Imdadullah al-Muhajir al-Makki, not Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, not Mawlana Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, not our great Sheikh Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, not our Ustad and our Murshid and Sheikh Mawlana Abdul Hamid. Allah Jalla wa Ala gives the solution in the Quran. If I want to get Allah, and I want to get the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in myself, and I want to be a practicing believer, what do I do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. The believing men, the believing women, بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. Among themselves, they have the relationship of wilaya. I'm going to give an explanation there. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says three tafsir of this. He says the highest connection that two human beings of wilaya can have is the example of a sheikh and a murid. A murid who has taken a sheikh, he has taken a relationship of wilaya to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second example Imam al-Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has given is the example of a teacher and a student where there is no bay'ah and there is irshad and ta'lim. There is no necessity completely for that wilaya to come through. So his second. And the third example Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi gave, he says it is of two pious or two people, Muslims, meeting and they look at one another's good qualities, what we could say tabligh. You go out in the path of Allah, you look at his good quality, he looks at my good quality, and when I come out of the end of the khuruj, I adopt these qualities. And Imam Ghazali says, وَأَوْثَقُهَا الْأُولَى. The most strongest of it all is the first type. The example of the wilaya of the murid to the sheikh. What happens after that? When this wilaya is established, muwalat, this connection is established, when the person seeks out the suhbah of the kabirin, and when he takes bay'ah to the sheikh, why? What do I get? What happens? Allah then describes, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Very quickly this person will start commanding good in his life. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Very readily this person in his life will start to discard of evil, that which displeases Allah. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاءَ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. And this person will hasten himself to salah. And وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاءَ, wealth, which is a difficult thing to part with, he will give his zakah. وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And then readily this person, I'm not saying, Allah is saying, the person who done this first thing, Imam Tafsir al-Razi, Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi said, is Allah put the solution first, then he explained the consequence. If you do what Allah says first, what will happen? All these will happen. And Allah didn't stop there. وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهِ And they will completely, completely become obedient to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أُولَٰئِكَ ذَئِذَا مَدْيَا أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهِ Those group of people who have established the first condition of the connection to the akabirin and the mashayikh, سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهِ Allah Ta'ala's complete mercy will come on. This is known as tawfiq. This is attained in a person's life, which is, we underestimate this in our communities. When we go in the suhbah of our kabirin and we take bay'ah, you will witness this, and I have witnessed this in Cape Town, have difficulties with a person, many debates with the person, the man is Ahl al-Quran, the man is Salafi, the man is this, he takes bay'ah one time with the mashayikh, all these things, they just disappear, and you see this person, you know, following the sheikh like a tabi'ah, like a little calf following the cow, and he's suckling that milk, and he's getting stronger, and you look at this particular person, and you're amazed that that very person is now guiding hundreds of thousands of people, where he wasn't in that condition. The barakah of the suhbah and the bay'ah of the mashayikh, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهِ Imam al-Zamakhshari, he is the only mufassir that on this ayah of أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهِ, he said, seeing la bistawfah. He said, the seeing here is not that soon. You know, say seeing, soon Allah's mercy will come. Imam al-Zamakhshari in his tafsir said, seeing لِلْتَأَكِيد بِالْضَرُورَ It comes with a guarantee. This scene, سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهِ Allah will never break His promise, those who tread this path. So you're failing in your salah. How do I get to my salah? Do I simply jump in the masjid? How do I get this? How do I get the love of Allah? How do I cry when I hear the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What do I do? وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ When the mu'mineen, the believers, and the believing woman, they create this relationship of wilayah al-muwalat, of bay'ah to the mashayikh, and we must make great shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our ahlullah, our mashayikh, the friends of Allah, alive, and Allah will always keep them alive. When we link to them, you will find, because of our love for them, they will tell us better things if we will keep quiet and practice. And sometimes I had an experience, one man, he told me, I'm a chocoholic, I love chocolate. And he said, I never abandoned this habit. So bayat to Hazrat Haji Sahib. Hazrat didn't say anything one day, he was eating chocolate, he was finished one bar, Hazrat was sitting quiet, he is enjoying the chocolate. Hazrat just looked at him softly and Hazrat told him that, I think maybe, inshallah, we just share the chocolate with everyone. So he told me later, he said, I was thinking, this chocolate is for me. I was going to... Everyone was informally sitting. He said, I took the chocolate bar, I gave everyone one piece. He said, from that day, I cannot explain to you till today, I don't have this craving desire of chocolate. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ When these believing men and women come in the suhbah of the mashayikh, we don't come to listen with the ears. So we're not necessarily going to hear the nasiha of Shaykh. I may be speaking here, but the tawajjuh comes from the Shaykh. The benefit is coming. And when the heart, when you come in the majlis of the Shaykh, and the heart is of the Shaykh, and the heart is attentive to, for those who are bay'ah, or attentive to the qalb of the Shaykh, the fairs and the noor start to come. أُولَٰئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهِ Now you see this person, he makes so much amal of sunnah. I'll give you the example of Mawlana Zakariya. Mawlana Yusuf Mutala rahmatullah alayhi, wrote a book, Damat Barakatu. In there he writes a story of Hazrat Shaykh. See, one day Hazrat Shaykh got all his khuddam ready and Mawlana Yusuf Mutala was there. And he said, come, we're going to Jirana. And you must get a house closest to the house of Masjid al-Tan'im. You must rent for the night. And he says, we came to Jirana. And he says, before we could even put a musalla, Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi was making salah on the sand. He said, we were worried, hey, this big Shaykh needs a musalla. He was not concerned. And he went in the house himself and he took the bed and slowly he moved the bed and he took it outside and he lied down for a meager half an hour to 40 minutes. After that, Hazrat Shaykh got up, he said, I chale wapas. So the khadim, he asked Hazrat, we booked, we here for the whole night, I chale wapas, so quickly we're going back. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi said, I only came here to bring the sunnah. Where once Rasulullah came for Umrah with Aisha radiallahu anha, he only took a light rest. He only took a light rest. But we can't pay the people for a light rest because that is ghaddar. Now we are cheating them. We want to make them for the... Let's pay them for the night, but we will practice on it. That's immense love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you and I did not even know, but they searched it out to match their life with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when we hear it, we want to do it because of our link to our kabirin. So this link of bay'ah to the mashayikh, for those who are bay'at, mubarak. Keep your ta'alluq with Shaykh. For those who are not bay'at, don't allow the waswasa to fight with you. Shaytan will always give you an excuse. For those who are bay'at, work on your family. What hikmah? And slowly, wallahi al-azim, homes in this country, homes in the world, entire homes are changing without saying any words of the tongue, without big bayans in nasihas, by simply taking bay'ah on the hands of our mashayikh. This is a great ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the shukr of the murid to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If I, Allah, has benefited me with this ni'mah, I must not be stingy with this ni'mah. I must go to someone. Come with me tonight for the majlis. I'll give you a nice bribe in my house if you come for the majlis. Now he's going to come for the bribe, but he can't dodge the majlis, so he will come to the majlis. We don't know what will be transferred. I'm going to mention one story. Maulana Makki, the one that teaches in the Haram, I met him once on Umrah. Maulana Makki, the one who teaches tafsir. So he saw me, you know, young person, so he called me, was he talking, so I asked him for a nasiha. So he mentioned the qissa to me myself. He told me, he said, that baz log ishkal karte hai tasarruf. People make ishkal that the mashayikh can do spiritual operation to a person without touching a person. So he says, my father was a very, 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 very senior sheikh. And those who know the incident with Maulana Makki of Makkah, not Maulana Abdul Hafiz Makki, this is the other Maulana Makki, there was a time he was tainted with the Salafism. And he was in opposition of his father. And his father tried everything, every debate, until someone told him, why don't you take him to Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Lahori, Rahmatullah Alayh. Now those who know Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Lahori was Sahibun Nizbah, Sahibun Tasarruf. Anyway, nevertheless, he came to visit his father on one trip from Haramain Sharifain. Father told him, all right, listen here, I'm not going to debate with you on this travel. I'm a little bit ill and I can't give Jumu'ah. I give you my Jumu'ah tomorrow on one condition, that you go visit Maulana Ahmad Lahori tonight. He said, no problem. He said, I intended to do the Jumu'ah to obliterate this tasawwuf and only speak about Salafism and Wahhabism. He said, I came in the room. Maulana Ahmad Lahori rahmatullahi was sitting on the bed. So I came, Hazrat made me sit next to him. After a few minutes, he said, I slightly uncomfortable, so I sat on the floor. Hazrat said, wherever you comfortable, I'm not going to force you. Mashayikh, they don't have takalluf. Wherever you comfortable. So he said, I'm comfortable on the floor. And he says, within 1 minute, I saw something strange. Maulana Ahmad Lahori took my topi off, and he just started caressing his hand in my head like this. I mean, making like this. Oh my beta, you alright? Oh my son, you alright? He said, yeah, I'm alright. Hazrat Ahmad Lahori didn't say anything. He carried on rubbing his hands. After a few minutes, oh my son, you alright? Son, you alright? He said, gee. He said, at that time I was laughing at this man. I said, is this all the people of Tasawwuf can bring? Oh my beta, you alright? Oh my beta, you alright? And rub me like I'm a little child in my head. He's telling me this himself. He has the right to say it like this. We won't say it like this. After a few minutes, Mama says, okay, you know, I think you got to prepare for your Jummah. You get all the dalils. I got ready. Oh, I went. I got all my kutub ready. I asked my father for one book. Shah's book with a nadir riwayat. Strange riwayat. I was going to prove the Salafism. I came on the Jummah. I started the bayan. He said, I myself, without the control of my tongue, I spoke every proof against it. And he says, I'm breaking. Until I became so angry with myself, I just kept quiet. And I sat down. And my father saw I was incapacitated and he continued the Jumu'ah. So my father asked me after the bayan, what is happening? He said, take me to Maulana Ahmad Lahori to take bayat. He said, take me to Hazrat. He asked, what did you do to me? That is a spiritual operation. This is a ni'mah we cannot underestimate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, and I will also give that proof, because you know, a lot of times people want proof. There is a proof that Allah will keep the Ahlullah in the Kabir alive. Allah says, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ in the Quran. So Allah can't give a command in the Quran that the Quran that the believer cannot fulfill. The Sadiqeen will be alive right till the akhir lamha, right till the last moment. Wallahi al-Azim, let us take the time. I am not here to praise any shaykh. I am not here to put a feather in this work of tafawuf. We are here to benefit from this work. I am also here on the instruction of my shaykh. Come and take benefit. We need to take this ni'mah. Wallahi, we are living in a complicated zamana. There are so many problems. There are so many modern ideologies. There are so many fitnas in this time, in whichever direction. If someone has to ask me, I tell them I don't have any much nasiha to give you. But if you take bay'ah at the hands of the akabirin, Allah will give you tawfiq in this difficult time to go against all the dhalala, all the bid'ah, and against everything. And Allah will give you the quwwa, the internal strength. And that is the nisbah, the link to the akabirin. Now just one more nasiha, the mashaykh will not mention it to you. For those who are muridin of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid, it is imperative, it is a number one rule that we move next to the mashayikh and we observe and we love them on what they do. We follow them. We don't object, we hear. Hazrat is drinking a particular way. I give the example, Maulana Abrarul Haq, he gave the example when he came to South Africa, my ustad was there. He said, some mashayikh, they stand and drink zamzam. Some sit and drink zamzam. So if you want your shaykh and your shaykh wants you to sit and drink zamzam, then destroy your nafs and follow the sunnah in the way your shaykh wants you. And subhanallah, Allah will open for you so much benefit, so much. So these things seem far-fetched and difficult in our time. But inshaAllah, you will reach such love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will share one personal story. It's not good to mention that there was a woman. She was in one of the majlises. She was not bay'ah. And she was hearing bring this hadith you were giving in the majlis of the obedience of the wife to the husband. I did not know the husband was beating her, so of course that was an armed majlis. So she phoned me one day, she told me, Maulana, you know my husband, he beats me so much, he breaks my rub. But let me tell you, I will never complain to anyone, but I will tell you because of now, Sheikh Murid Bayat. I said, don't have to reveal, I'll reveal to you. One night he was coming to beat me to break my rub again. He should rub again. He should beat me rub again. He should beat me till the extent that the rub would break, or he would burn me with a cigarette. And I said, no. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded me to be obedient to my husband. Not in this condition. She says, the rub punctured my lung and I fainted. When I fainted, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he gave me some salawat to read. And he told me that as long as you read this, you will have a relationship with me. Imagine the level of sabr in her life because of a link with a sheikh. Not she was first connected to Hazrat Hajjab, so that's her asal sheikh. So that link, even though someone else gave the nasiha, allows her, you know, to make sabr on a punctured rub is not a small thing. She is all rushed to hospital, husband is incarcerated, she removes the interdict, she's everything, she's quiet, she's in complete yatara of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She asked permission once, can I not come for the majlis? Because waqarna fi buyutikunna, I have to stay in my house, and Allah's command, this is more beneficial to me, but I want the barak of the majlis. So I phone Sheikh in Medina, Sheikh said, no problem, she must stay now, she can listen, you know, from the nasiha or whatever that ta'aleem. So she's so much obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How does it come in our life? It is not difficult. It will come there. And when it comes, we will not even feel it difficult, inshaAllah. Thumma inshaAllah, we will attain it in our life. The step is very simple. Just link yourself to the mashayikh. Link yourself with love. And love them, and love them, and make dua that, Ya Allah, these are human beings. We are deen. We are not here to look at their faults. We are only here to look at their good. Wallah, you give us this. Let us benefit. And inshaAllah, with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of tawfiq. And that is ultimately, Allah when he opens the doors of tawfiq, that we will get to the suhbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the akhirah, and we will enter Jannatul Firdaus. Allah ta'ala bless us with this. Allah ta'ala give us this. We must look at the example of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf al-Thani rahmatullah alayhi. Once he was asked, how did you write 900 kitabs? The answer he gave is wrong from one way, and it is completely correct from the other angle. He did not learn everything for those 900 books from his Shaykh Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Al-Muhajir Makki. But he replied to that murid. He said, I had a walking library. That was my Shaykh Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Al-Muhajir Makki. And through his barak, Allah has given me the tawfiq to write these 900 books. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Jazakallahu khairan wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Murshidi wa maulai Hazratara کے حکم پر کچھ آثار سناتا ہوں. بہت جاندار اور شاندار اور مزیدار ہے. وہ یہ ہے, دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں, آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں. آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں, ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں. جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہیں, ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں, ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں. آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں, کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں, کوئی لیلہ نہیں کوئی محمل نہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فی اشعار فضل مولانا شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. ٹرانسلیشن ویری بریفلی, that a person will not attain the enjoyments of both the worlds, that person who does not have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not get the enjoyment of both the worlds. So in dunya also a person will get Jannah, but he hasn't got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll get Jannah, but he won't get the great enjoyment in Jannah. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you desire us, you bring us on this path of your love. This is only your karam and your kindness, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise we are not worthy at all of attaining that Allah ta'ala must love us. If we are not worthy of it, that if Allah Ta'ala has drawn us, Allah has brought us to the majalis, Allah has brought us to the masjid, this is only the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that place where I do not get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it might be one path also towards akhirah, towards the jannat, but it is not my station. I want to go on those stations in which I will get the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah Ta'ala, I want to be only yours. I'm only yours and no one else's. I'm no cars, no woman, nothing else of this world. I want to be nothing else. For nobody else, I only want to be yours. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the reality of this. Hazrat Maulana says it, may just make a small ta'aruf. Hazrat Maulana Hassan Afiji, mashallah, who is working in Cape Town area. And alhamdulillah, a lot of people have changed their lives. Hazrat Maulana, he is the Khalifa of Hazrat Haji Ahmed Naqudah Sahib, Ta'un Barakatuhum, from Medina Munawwara. We all know Hazrat Haji Sahib, he came here last year also, now Isai Jalsa. And Hazrat is the Khalifa of his, and on Hazrat's instructions 3 years ago, Hazrat sent him to Cape Town. MashaAllah, he's doing very, very good work there. Many, many people have changed their lives. He's got a Darul Ulum there also. They are students. And MashaAllah, the Mulana's mizaj of our wakabir, of our elders, like we normally people say in Cape Town, the people, Cape Town people can't understand Urdu in it. But he's made sure part of the nisab is you must understand the Urdu language, so that they can understand our wakabir, our link to our wakabir. So many times we, even Indian people, we've got this inferiority complex regarding Urdu, etc. But this is what will keep our link with our Akabir and our elders. And besides this, mashallah, about 80 makatib, if I'm not mistaken, much other work he's doing there. I ask Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, to protect him, look after him, and increase him in his khidmat and his work.